And clocks and watches, they make millions of them too. The one clock or one watch should last a person a lifetime. Little watches for the wrist, and little clocks for mantelpieces, and big clocks for clock towers. And spools of thread. Enough thread is made in one mill in a single day to wind round the world. That is, over 25,000 miles of thread in one mill in one day. Where do you spend your vacation? Do you go to the seashore, to the mountains, or down on a farm? New England is the vacation land of many people from other parts of the country because there are so many lakes, waterfalls, and beautiful spots for camps, streams for fishing, and in the Maine woods, places for hunting deer and moose. New England is the vacation land of many people from other parts of the country because there are so many lakes, waterfalls, and beautiful spots for camps, streams for fishing, and in the Maine woods, places for hunting deer and moose. In New Hampshire, there are mountains called the White Mountains, and one of these White Mountains, named after our first president, is Mount Washington. It is the highest mountain in this part of the country, and just because it is so high, many people like to climb it. Some people are like that. In Vermont, which means Green Mountain, there are the Green Mountains, not as high as the White Mountains, but very lovely. All along the New England coast are places where people go to spend the summer, because this part of the country is so cool, while the rest of the country is so hot. But the thing that New England is proudest of is its schools and colleges. In their mills, they make things. In their schools and colleges, they make men. Two of the most noted colleges in the country are in New England. Yale is in Connecticut, and Harvard is in Massachusetts. Harvard is the oldest college in the United States. Sticking out from Massachusetts like a long, bent finger, as if beckoning to people across the water to come to Massachusetts, is a piece of land called Cape Cod. It was named in honor of the codfish, because codfish are so plentiful in those waters, and they are caught and dried in great quantities and shipped everywhere. The finger of Cape Cod has beckoned to people of other lands than England. People who speak strange languages have come to New England to work in factories and mills, so that now almost one quarter of the people in New England are not from England. They are not Yankees.